This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin fired his entire cabinet, including the prime minister. Putin is virtually assured of winning re-election to a second four-year term on March 14th. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, today's move seemed designed to introduce some vigor into a campaign that lacks much suspense.
Putin is so confident of being re-elected that he portrayed his firing of the cabinet as a head start on his second term in office. Putin used a surprise national TV appearance to make the announcement. He said, "The decision is dictated by a wish to set down my position on how policy will develop in the country after March 14, 2004. Dmitry Oreshkin of the Mercator think tank says in one way, Putin's confidence is just plain honesty. Why should we play dumb and pretend he's not going to be president for another term, Oreshkin said. Putin said the firing of Prime Minister Kasyanov and the cabinet had nothing to do with its performance, which he called satisfactory. The cabinet's role is mostly limited to implementing Kremlin policy. But rumors about Kasyanov's imminent ouster have been circulating for 2 years. Kasyanov was one of the last major holdovers from the administration of former President Boris Yeltsin. Kasyanov was seen as more sympathetic to big independent businessmen, the so-called oligarchs. Kasyanov had expressed reservations about last year's jailing of oil baron Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky is the tycoon whose arrest on tax evasion charges was seen by many here partially as punishment for his opposition to Putin. Independent political analyst Andrei Piontkovsky says Putin's firing of Kasyanov, who is not especially popular, is just smart pre-election politics.
I'm sure that during 10 days, which is still left for campaign, he portrayed himself more aggressively as a fighter against oligarch. And the resignation of the government, Kasyanov government, will feed into this image of Putin fighting with old Yeltsin crony oligarchic system.
Lili Shevtsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center does not see the dismissal of Kasyanov as indicating any big shift in policy. Shevtsova says Putin probably acted today in order to stir up a lackluster presidential campaign.
President Putin has been trying to defy the previous expectations of him and of his elections as the most boring elections without any kind of intrigue. And it seems to me it's a very good step and a very good decision if he wants to attract attention.
That it's been difficult to attract attention to the campaign is not surprising. Putin is running at around 70% in the polls. None of his five competitors have managed to register more than single digits. Putin has refused to debate, and state TV has blatantly promoted him. Rather than Putin's stump speeches, TV news has ceaselessly carried lengthy presidential appearances. Putin has been shown reviewing military exercises, meeting with foreign dignitaries, and visiting schools and factories. Opposition candidates say the one-sided TV coverage has helped turn the race into a farce. Three of the challengers, nationalist Sergei Glazyev, liberal reformer Irina Hakamada, and communist candidate Nikolai Kharitonov, have even threatened to drop out of the race. Again, analyst Lilia Shevtsova.
The fact that they may withdraw creates a rather pathetic situation for the president, because in this case, if he has no competitors at all, and this is not an election at all, election without any kind of intrigue, in this case, his legitimacy is becoming very vulnerable.
Shevtsova says the risk of a legitimacy problem may have also prompted Putin to fire his government today, a step to at least make it look like there's smoke, even if there's no real election fire. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.